Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Everybody, if you lost your home in the fire, listen, I know it can be a depressing thing not having a home to come home to, but by that stuff, you're going to have a steak at Ted's of Beverly Hills. You're always welcome to sleep in your car in the parking lot.
Oh, that's Ted's. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted, tell me a little bit about, Ted, you own a big steakhouse. You're a prominent businessman in the Los Angeles area, but you have you're devoting yourself to a charitable cause, which doesn't get talked about enough.
Phil, I don't think that it does. I wanted to get involved in this cause because I have always been a guy that thinks outside the box. I have never been anyone who went for the state and very... I don't know what you want to call it, traditional answers. We found out recently that my little niece, Rebecca, is bulimic, Phil. This is a condition where young ladies find it necessary to purge food. As you know, Phil...
It's a devastating eating disorder.
Well, I found out an awful lot about it talking to my wife, Marcy. Rebecca's been staying with us since she moved out here. She's enrolled at UCLA. She wants to take a modeling program they have at UCLA right now, and she's rushing a sorority. There's an awful lot of things going on for a young lady who's moved out to Southern California. But she wants to host us at our restaurant during Christmas, and we had this discussion that the bulimia is a way whereby young women control their figures because women today, okay, unlike in any other time, need to present themselves in a positive way. And that, and in a lot of ways, for a lot of women, that means their body, their weight, and so on.
Yeah, but bulimia is a bad illness, right? It's an eating disorder, and eating disorders are tough to break.
Well, but there are women who do it for valid reasons. Yes, it's an eating disorder. But this is what I'm talking about. I wanted to look at this problem of bulimia. I'm Ted Bell, first of all. You know, people say, well, what do you do? I said, well, look, I'm Ted Bell. All right? I think outside the box. I go at problems differently from most people. And if this is how a young woman is going to keep her figure, see, what I'm saying, and why hide it? Now, we've got the best steaks in Southern California, and if a girl is looking to keep weight off and doesn't come into our restaurant because she doesn't want to get fat, this is the last thing I want to do for her to be uncomfortable.
But you're inviting bulimic women to eat in your restaurant.
No, we don't think a woman should deprive herself of her great steaks if she's bulimic. She doesn't have to be asked. We don't judge. What we want to do, and again, this is very different, why can't we set up some kind of a spa-like environment where a woman who do purge, they can go in, they can use a shower, mouthwashes, perfumes.
So they go in there to your restaurant to throw up, or
they can go in and purge. We have mouthwashes.
Ted, that kind of first of all, vomiting the way women do who are bulimic, it can cause serious injury to the esophagus because of the stomach acids, the teeth, the
No, hold on. You got to understand, because I've done a lot of research. I've talked to a lot of doctors. That's a misnomer. Not if the food you're eating is good food. If you're eating fast foods, if you're eating foods that are high in a lot of acids, yes, the vomiting can hurt you. But if you're eating quality food, you eat a steak at our place, you eat a Ted's of Beverly Hills steak with a rice pilaf or baked potato, your choice, along with our vegetable medley, you can vomit, and I can assure you, you will feel just great. No vomiting, I don't think. Now,
but the message to the young women is that it's okay to purge.
The message to the young women is this: if you're going to purge because you're concerned about your figure, look, I'm Ted Bell, Phil. I don't come up with the usual answers. Why deprive yourself of the delicious New York sirloin steak, or the Longhorn steak, or the Ted's, the special 18-ounce Ted cut? Why do that? You can eat a Ted's, go into a special purge spa, vomit, shower.
What, and come back out and eat another meal?
I would not encourage that. No, we're not asking women to come in and just eat and then purge and eat and purge. I'm saying they're going to do it anyway. They're going to do it anyway. Why not have a restaurant where they can be comfortable doing it?
You're encouraging an illness.
But, Phil, again, I think outside the box.
Well, I think it's encouraging a very destructive illness. Our number is 1-800-449.
And I got to jump in. No, I do not think that it...
Well, I got to have our phone number out.
But I think you're... I do. I'm not encouraging an illness. I'm saying she's going to do it anyway. Why not provide a place?
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bell owns Ted's of Beverly Hills, a steakhouse. A lot of women... And you may notice this, Ted, and I've seen it, and Janice was telling me she sees it. You know, you have a meal, and they excuse themselves after eating the meal, and they get up and they go to the bathroom or the restroom in the restaurant, and what they're doing is they're purging, right?
Absolutely.
So you're saying that since she's going to purge anyway, you're going to provide a place for that at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Why?
Well, Phil, first of all, because I know that this is a problem for young women who, you know, in the old days, a woman had to go out into an alley. You don't know how it was in the old days, Phil. When women wanted to purge, they had to walk out into an alley someplace and vomit into a garbage pail or find some place to, you know, they'd go and pay a guy $5 and they'd be able to use his bathroom, this kind of thing. Nowadays, what we're trying to do is get away from that back alley purging, bring it out into the open, let women purge who feel the need to. And there's a big problem in this country with these young women suffering from a lack of self-esteem. We've got to stop judging these young women in such a negative way. And I think Ted Bell is going to do something about it. I'm Ted Bell, Phil. I've made a lot of money trying to see what people need. And we are personally involved in this because of my niece, Rebecca.
Look. God knows, God bless you, Ted, for becoming involved in a problem. I know you're taking care of your niece. Your brother passed on. You are to be commended for that.
Well, we love her very much. She's part of our family.
Well, of course she is. You're not helping this girl by providing a place for her and her friends to go throw up.
Why do you say that? See, I already know the answer. You know, you never ask a question you don't know the answer to, but go ahead. Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Because it's going to be, it's a destructive thing. Look, at Ted, I can tell you that bulimia can cause the loss of, there's an electrolyte imbalance, there's tooth enamel is eroded, the use of
Again, Phil, you have to understand that you've got to listen to me. Please listen to me. That happens when you're eating garbage. I can see some girl going into a place like, let's say, Ruth's Chris. She eats their steak and then decides to go into the bathroom and vomit it up. It'll take 3 or 4 teeth off. But
wait a minute. Ruth's Chris is a quality steak. You're talking about...
Look, Ted's provides. We provide floss. We provide mouthwash, a piece of Trident if they choose. They come out of the bathroom feeling fresh. And we have taken a problem out of the back alleys and moved it out into the open. If you don't believe it. And again, and I'll tell you one other thing. If my niece wants to work at the restaurant during Christmas, you know, I don't care what she does, but I can't have her, you know, not the way she looks now.
And is she too heavy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, what job did she want?
Well, Rebecca, she wants...
Yeah, your niece.
She wants to work as a hostess. And I can't have that, not the way she's looking. So whatever she can...
Well, what are you telling me that your niece is too heavy... And you need a hostess who has got a great body?
I want a... Please don't make this sexual, Phil.
Well, no, I'm not making it sexual. What kind of hostess do you need?
Because I resent the implication.
No. What kind of a hostess?
She needs to be a woman who looks attractive. I don't want a hostess who looks like she sits down and from the time she leaves work until the time she comes to work, eats and does nothing else but eat. And if she has to...
So you're saying that if your niece needs to purge, binge and purge...
Yes. But what I'm saying is she's going to do it anyway, so why don't I provide a place where they can vomit in comfort?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is the first restaurateur in America to provide a place for women who are bulimic to vomit. Now, this can be potentially very destructive. My understanding of bulimia is you cannot encourage women who binge and purge. And he has said women are going to do it anyway. Women are already using the restrooms of restaurants across America to purge. So why not bring it out in the open and allow these women to purge in the open? They have a special purging spa where women can go and use mouthwash and floss and all of this. They can have the meal, go into the purge spa, vomit, and come back in and sit down for dessert. Man. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I think it's a bad message to send to young women, but Mr. Bell says, you know, women have to do what women got to do to make it in this world. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 2 feet shorter than models. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Tad's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Tad's of Beverly Hills over the baked potato, the first foil-covered baked potato in the history of the culinary arts.
Here at Tad's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, Ted's of Beverly Hills, and Ted Bell, the owner of Ted's, is with us. You have set up what you call, or you want to set up what you call vomit purging spas.
Well, let me explain what a purging spa is, Phil, for women who come to our restaurant. Bulimia is the number one way that many women control their weight. American women have a tremendous weight problem, and they have to get the weight down. They are expected to look... women, are, of course, are expected to keep their weight in control more than men because the place that women traditionally fill in our society is one in which they are the objects not only of our immense respect as mothers and as businesswomen, but also they're pleasant to look at. And for men, I think it's important for the women to know that men appreciate them a certain way. To that end, bulimia helps assist a young woman in achieving those goals. What we do at Ted's of Beverly Hills is we encourage women to eat. We want women to eat. Number one, women have to eat. And I'll tell you something, until you've had the Ted's of Beverly Hills slow roasted prime rib with the au jus sauce as well as the neat horseradish, you haven't lived. We want women to eat. But then if you feel the need to then vomit it up, yes, okay, all right, there's a place where you can go. And you don't have to hide it. You don't have to feel ashamed.
Are you vomiting in front of other women?
No, absolutely not. There are vomit stalls. There are cushioned floors. We have hairbands that will tie your hair back so that the hair doesn't... Well, the number one complaint we get from women is that when they are purging, the hair falls down and it gets all... You can well imagine. It's just you come back to the table and you've got a piece of diced carrot in your hair, And I don't think there's a man alive that's going to want to, sleep with you then or whatever it is your relationship is. So that's what we try to do. And I'm at least encouraging these young women to eat, not starve themselves like the magazines encourage them to, huh? You see, I don't have them calling up the magazines and saying, why are you saying, starve yourself, see? But you want to call Ted Bell and bother me with it, see? All parents do is criticize their girls about purging. They don't understand them. Ted's does. I'm Ted Bell. And I understand these things.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Ted Bell, rather than saying that bulimia should be kept in the closet, it's out in the open at his restaurant. Women are encouraged to come in, eat, and then throw up right there, or purge, as he says. Michelle, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Michelle?
Yes?
Go ahead, you're on the air.
I'm just appalled, disgusted by the whole idea of eating at your restaurant and then throwing it up.
Well,
I have
Michelle,
a daughter.
Let me ask you, you know women that do this. What we're saying is, why keep it in the closet? Why not why not vomit in full, wide open regalia? You see?
The bottom line is that you need to, instead of enabling these women to continue killing themselves doing this, you need to spend the money, spend your time and focus on what the issue is and what needs to be addressed.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that.
Your niece, you need to, if she has that low self-esteem that she's binging, pay for a psychologist, pay for someone, send her to the hospital and get her help.
But you're not helping,
you're enabling.
But if I could say this to you, Michelle, my niece has good reason to feel that she's too heavy.
Wait a minute. See, that's what this lady's saying. You're encouraging this low self-esteem.
No. Hold on for a minute. I love that girl like she's my own daughter. You know, her father died 2 years ago. We took Rebecca in, and we're very proud of her. But she is heavy. All right? And so...
Well, then why not get her to a spa? Why not get her to a...
I don't have the time for that. Jesus H. She can purge... Look at Michelle, our female customers... Our female customers come out of the vomit spa looking the same way they did when they went in. Absolutely beautiful.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Andrea. Andrea, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
I have a comment for Ted Bell. Maybe if he served better food, girls wouldn't have to go in the bathroom to throw up.
Well,
the fact of the matter
isn't that funny? Women purge. You want to pretend like it doesn't happen, lady. That's your problem.
No, it does happen.
Pretend like it doesn't happen. Go ahead.
No, I have friends that have that problem. And the problem is not that I take them to one of my restaurants and have them eat a huge meal and then go throw it up. Rather, I take them and have them eat small salads in small amounts so they don't feel the need to purge.
So you're controlling
their
lives. I'm sure they really appreciate you controlling their lives.
You know, Ted, just for argument's sake, how fat are you?
Let me ask you a question. What have you got to do with any of this? Why are you telling them what to eat?
I'm not telling them what to eat.
Okay,
don't cut me off. I'm enabling them to eat something healthier.
Oh, okay.
I'm encouraging them to eat something healthier and smaller.
They don't feel
the need to destroy themselves.
Okay, like, Oprah. Well, that's great.
Oh,
what does that mean, Oprah?
Well, I mean, she says, I'm enabling. That's one of those words, bull, man, when I hear that.
Whoa. Wait a second, Ted.
You said you were enabling
people to purge.
I didn't use the word enable. All I said was you can come and puke if you want. I mean, look, they're doing it anyway. You know it. I know it. The whole world knows that women get it. They excuse themselves from a dinner table in a restaurant. They go into the bathroom. They throw up. Why hide it? But you control their lives to the point where you tell them, here, you're going to have a salad whether you like it or not. Excuse me, I don't do that to people, okay? A Ted steak coming up is no problem on the teeth or the throat. Do you purge?
Absolutely not.
Well, why did you...
I go to the gym. I work out. I'm very fit. I had a weight problem. I took care of it, and I never once had to throw up.
Well, why does your voice sound raw? Because it's...
What do you mean her voice sounds raw?
It sounds like stomach acid has been coming out of her throat.
Well, Ted, I was thinking you sound really fat. How big are you that you can pass judgment on your niece?
I'm 195 pounds, 6'3". I play tennis 3 times a week.
Oh, really? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I bet you're a real winner at home, too. I bet your wife is so proud of you. And your niece,
are you talking about me?
Be there for her, and you need to support her. Don't tell me you don't have time.
Well,
do not take on a responsibility if you do not have time
for
that girl.
That girl's father died, and support. She needs more support than from me. She needs a forklift, if you want my honest opinion. And what this child needs is to start getting down.
Why don't you get her to a gym and have her get her a physical trainer?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Phil Henry, the host.
All this money off your restaurant, and you're, you know, this
Look,
basically
I'm Ted
this
Bell.
Comes
I don't know
down what... to a huge publicity stunt. Who's Ted Bell? I don't even know you.
Where do you live? What city do you live in?
I'm in Florida. I'm in Naples.
Oh, well, ain't that just the big city, huh? Bright lights in big city out there in Naples. Look, ma'am,
Forget about where the lady lives.
You don't know who you're talking to. You say I sound
fat. You sound like you stuck your hand down your old brick beak a few too many times, too. So,
all right. Thanks very much. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. When we see women getting up from that table at the restaurant after a meal, they're probably going in to purge. Why are they doing it in private when, as far as Ted's concerned, they ought to be allowed to do it and the whole world know about it? 1-800-449-8686. Binging and purging. Bulimia on The Phil Henry Show.
It's a lot of laughs.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, folks, this portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on in for a great Ted. That's a Coke and Captain Morgan's rum. Rum and Coke. It's called a Ted. I invented it.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted to Beverly Hills, we're talking about bulimia, a disease that many women have. It includes the need to purge, or vomit, if you will. They eat a full meal. It's not like anorexia, but you eat a full meal, right, Ted?
They eat a full meal, and Phil, the only point I'm trying to make is if you're going to eat a meal, eat the meal at Ted's of Beverly Hills, where we have the most delicious steaks. The woman can enjoy a great and a nutritious, whatever nutrients can get into the system before she throws it up. And we're at the idea that I had, in honor of my niece, Rebecca, a binge and purge night.
Oh, come on, Ted.
No, but it's something that young women can relate to.
A binge and purge night.
Excuse me, Phil. Ask any young woman. They understand what I'm saying.
And you're going to have young women. What if the parents are going to think of this?
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about young women who have moved out of the house. Thank you. Every Wednesday for teens, well, some of it is for teens. I'm looking at the copy here. It includes the fill of steak, a potato, a virgin Ted.
What, and the virgin Ted doesn't have booze?
Virgin Ted is I think it's ginger ale and Coke. We want to make these young girls feel good about themselves. It's a virgin purge day.
Let's go over here to Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Now, Kelly, you're pretty young, right?
Yeah, I'm only 16, and I sometimes...
Kelly, could I ask you, this is Ted...
Because I'm very, like, I'm very involved in political, you know, I'm in youth and government at school. And
Kelly,
like,
this is Ted, this is Ted Bell.
Hi.
Would you be interested in a vigid purge night for you and your friends?
Well, first of all, I just want to let him know that this is a disease, and, I mean, people die from it. I mean, I personally have a friend that, you know, is really sick from this, and she's been in the hospital.
Where's she eating?
What?
Where does she eat?
What do you mean, where does she binge and purge?
Well, she binges, which means she's eating, correct?
Oh, of course.
What is it that she's eating?
She eats anything. I mean, it's not, it doesn't matter if it's healthy food or not. When acid comes up your throat, it erodes your teeth. It doesn't matter what you eat. Whenever stomach acids come up your throat, it erodes your teeth. And this is a disease that people are hospitalized for.
Well, I've been told that the Ted's of Beverly Hills top sirloin steak has less acid.
Well, it doesn't matter if the steak has less acid. There's acid in your stomach anyways, that when you purge it, when you vomit, it comes up your throat.
Kelly, this is Phil Henry. Kelly, you sound really educated on this topic.
Yeah, I am, because I...
You have friends who...
Friends, and I want to be a doctor, and I want to, you know...
Oh, wow,
I've learned
cool.
a lot about this, and I mean, it's just
Phil,
it's terrible.
Kelly, can I just interrupt? Phil, quit trying to pander to your young listeners. It's really, you know, you're not hip, okay?
I'm not pandering to anybody.
And also, I think...
Kelly, dear, my niece Rebecca's been purging my steaks for 6 months, and her teeth are great. Okay, so...
Well, also, you want to know something else? It doesn't take... It takes longer than 6 months. I mean, it's not going to...
For the enamel to go in?
She's doing it once in a while.
How many months, Kelly, before my niece's teeth have rotted out?
You know, I don't know.
Who? What kind of a question is that? How many months before my niece's teeth...
Excuse me, Phil. My niece wants to be a hostess at my restaurant during Christmas time. I would love to have Rebecca there. I think it would be wonderful to have my young niece, me working the floor, my wife is there. It would be a wonderful family experience. I can't have her working the hostess table with teeth that have rotted clean out, and she looks like something out of a serial murderer's novel.
That's not the point here. The point is your niece needs to feel... You need to make your niece feel beautiful from the inside and not worry. I mean, if she can't... You know, I think you're trying to promote your restaurant here more than you're trying to talk about bulimia.
Exactly, Kelly. That's what
Wait, hold on. What are you two saying?
I think you know what we're saying. I think we think you came on this show to start...
Wait a minute.
To say, hey, I have a restaurant, and I would like you to come eat there, because I like my restaurant, and I think our food is good. Why don't you just make a commercial for your restaurant? Actually, I just heard a commercial for your restaurant.
So,
come eat there, because I think you're promoting a disease, and I think it's terrible, and that's the whole problem with society today. Women...
Kelly, can I ask you a question? Are you talking about this commercial?
Okay, turn it off.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Is this the... I can't hear you. Is this the one?
Yeah, I heard it.
I can't hear. Did she say...
Come on. Yeah. Turn it off. Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Well, wait, she's accusing me of crass commercialism. If I can't make my niece feel beautiful, Rebecca has to find that herself. And if she finds her beauty in a toilet bowl, if she finds her beauty in a half-eaten steak, in a partially masticated baked potato, in a lamb souffle, who am I to say anything?
You, well, you know what? You, she needs to
Hold on.
Find other beauty.
Turn
That's
the freaking
camera. That's the kind of beauty she should find. She's sick, then. She needs help. That's the kind of beauty she finds. If she finds beauty by throwing up and destroying her body with by purging, then she needs help.
Well, Kelly, the phrase, the slogan in our commercials is, Ted's at Beverly Hills, we want to put our meat in your mouth so you can purge it up.
Put our meat in your mouth.
See, there you go. And so,
all right, that's it. I've had it with you.
Hey, wait just a minute. I bought this airtime. You can...
Kelly, you're a very wise young lady, and good luck with your medical career.
Thank you. I am just... That guy, I can't even believe him. I don't even...
I think you're right.
Okay. I just fought my way off a hold. You can't put me on hold.
Get out of here! Turn that thing off, too!
My lord.
Kelly, you're such a suck-up.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Hi, everybody. Ted Bell. Say, listen, baby. If you want to eat a big, rich, creamy souffle and then puke it up, there's no better place than the back alley at my restaurant.
Here at Ted's.
Okay, I can't stand him any longer. Kelly, anyway, good luck with your medical career.
Thank you very much.
And he is a disgusting human being.
I don't understand. I don't know. He doesn't understand this. He doesn't understand this disease. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And
Kelly, I know why you're on this show, so your teachers will listen to you and think you're such a little brown noser.
Well, I don't know why he thinks, I don't know.
He's an idiot. I think sometimes we just chalk it up to the fact that he's a moron. And moron generally means self-absorbed.
Yes, I agree.
You know, years ago...
Oh, okay, thanks, Mr. Disney.
1-800-449... Never mind.
1-800-449... Here at
Get it out of here, will you? 1-800-449-8...
Well, you need a hostessing job?
8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.